There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is John Batchelor, a conversation with a colleague, Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, about the complaints by the UN that it is not getting involved in the aid flowing into Gaza. Why not? UNRWA. UNRWA is the reason. This is an agency that the UN has administered for many decades that was in league with Hamas. Thousands on the payroll in league with Hamas. Here's Jonathan Schanzer to explain. UNRWA is no longer part of the future of Gaza or the Gazans, wherever they are. Much more of this tonight.
Well, interestingly, John, the Israelis have actually now blocked UNRWA from operating in the territories. And so that's part of the issue here, is that the UN is sort of crying foul over the fact that they're not able to get this organization in there. But you are 100% right that UNRWA was a partner to Hamas. We saw that there were tunnels that have snaked under UNRWA facilities. The Israelis actually discovered a server farm that was plugged into the UNRWA headquarters in Gaza City. This is essentially what was enabling Hamas to maintain an encrypted network of communications devices that kept Israel from being able to hack in and to decipher how they were communicating, what they were communicating to one another. But UNRWA has lost all credibility. I think that is what in part has precipitated this crisis, because now that UNRWA is not involved, and yes, there are thousands of people on this payroll and they are now being cut off from that payroll, there are a lot of questions right now swirling, John, about who will administer from the UN, whether the UN still has any credibility left.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.